We can go on to some news items now. Again, familiar themes with Anglia Square, the cathedral, the airport and the local councils. And we're mentioning an exhibition at Norwich Cathedral first. Norwich Cathedral's beginnings as a Benedictine monastery continue to inspire life at the cathedral in the 21st century. And a new open-air art exhibition explores the cathedral's Benedictine heritage past and present through a series of specially commissioned installations. Three artists have teamed up with three local charities to create the artworks, which reflect the Benedictine themes of healing and wholeness, hospitality and contemplative learning. Called the Benedictine Art Project, the free exhibition in the cathedral at Close is open for all to explore and runs until autumn 2026. The Benedictine Art Project has been designed to complement an exhibition taking place at the Sainsbury's Centre, which reflects on the enduring influence of St Benedict.
The demolition of Anglia Square has been delayed, and council bosses won't say why. Work to flatten the former shopping centre began in November 2025 and was meant to finish this month. But Norwich City Council has admitted the job is now taking slightly longer than planned. A spokesman said, "Demolition will take slightly longer than planned due to the nature of these works. We plan to start building work in parallel, so the overall redevelopment remains on track."
Outraged holidaymakers have slammed Norwich Airport's decision to hike its drop-off fee. Furious taxi drivers said they weren't told about the increase before it came into effect, and they'll need to pass on the full cost to their passengers. The airport has increased the amount drivers have to pay when stopping outside its terminal to £8 for 20 minutes. That's up from £6 for 30 minutes when it hiked fees in December. Norwich Airport bosses said the increase was needed due to a rise in their own costs.
A Reform UK councillor has quit after just 25 days, sparking a by-election in Old Catton that will cost around £20,000. Mark Tucker only attended one council meeting after being voted on to Norfolk County Council on May the 7th, before stepping down due to health reasons. Voters in the city suburb will head to the polls again next month to vote in Mr Tucker's successor. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman confirmed a provisional date of July the 16th for the by-election. She added, "Further details, including candidate nominations and voter information, will be published in due course."
A plea for the sale of 20 Norfolk care homes to be paused and reversed after the Conservatives lost control of County Hall has been rejected. But Reform UK leaders, despite blocking a motion from opposition councillors asking for the process to be put on hold, said they have yet to decide its stance over the impending sale. Norfolk County Council agreed an in-principle deal to sell its own company, Norse Care, and 20 care homes to private company Stowe Healthcare Group earlier this year, when the Conservatives were in control of the authority. The people living in the homes and the staff would remain under the new ownership. However, the deal has yet to be concluded, and the council had to agree an extension to its contract with Norse Care, which ended in March, to keep running them until July.